this is the Composer's Datebook for November 29th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1719, the papal ambassador in Lisbon noted the arrival of a fellow Italian, a composer named Domenico Scarlatti. Domenico was in his early 30s and the son of Alessandro Scarlatti, a very famous and influential composer of Baroque operas in Naples. At the time, Domenico was nowhere near as famous as his father and had come to Lisbon to serve as music teacher for an 8-year-old Portuguese princess named Maria Magdalena Barbara. This teaching gig turned out to be the most important event in the life of Domenico Scarlatti for two reasons. First, the little princess was mad about music and became a very talented performer on the harpsichord. Second, in 1733, when the princess was 22, she married into the Spanish royal house, becoming the Queen of Spain. Scarlatti remained in her service for the next 25 years, composing, for her amusement, more than 500 little harpsichord sonatas infused with the rhythms and colors of Spanish and Portuguese folk music, and with the plucked sound of the harpsichord often mimicking a Spanish guitar. Only a small number of Scarlatti's sonatas were published during his lifetime, but long after his death, all surviving manuscripts were tracked down and published. Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price, offering a strategic investing approach for investors seeking to close the gap between what they've saved for retirement and what they'll need to reach their goals. T. Rowe Price, invest with confidence. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.